Let's talk about three signs that you're healing and activating your divine feminine energy. If you're watching this video, then you've probably been doing a lot of work on yourself. You probably have been working to heal yourself and activate that energy within you so that way you can manifest more of what you want. So I'm going to give you the three signs that you're on the right track. If you want to feel more empowered in your life and you want to experience healthier relationships, then don't forget to subscribe and let me know in the comments that you want to see more content like this. The first sign that you're activating and healing your feminine energy is that you start crying more. The reason that you're crying more and you're feeling more emotional is because you've spent years neglecting your feminine energy. You've spent so long suppressing all of your emotions and just putting on a brave face for the world, not allowing yourself to truly feel all these emotions. So when you're starting on this journey, it's totally normal to find yourself being really emotional, really hormonal, you know, reacting more to things, crying more, feeling sad and angry and screaming, and then feeling really happy the next minute, right? This is totally normal. Don't let yourself feel insecure about it, and understand that your emotions will regulate over time. But if you find yourself feeling really emotional and really erratic, let yourself go through it. Let yourself offload all of these emotions, because the more that you fight it and try to control these things and hold it back, the harder it's going to be to get to the other side, where you're going to feel better, feel lighter, and just feel more empowered in your life. It's also really important to allow ourselves to grieve for ourselves, because oftentimes in the past, we've neglected our feminine energy, and that's what's led us to the point where we're doing this work to heal it and activate it. And so we have to let ourselves feel that pain, okay? Because we probably neglected ourselves in the past. We probably put ourselves in situations that weren't good enough for us. We probably had negative beliefs that were keeping us in bad situations, and we have to let it go. We have to release that. We have to feel that sadness and cry it all out. You're going to feel better afterwards. And once you go through that phase of sort of releasing all of these pent up emotions and pent up sadness, that's when you'll start to feel more regulated. And that's where you'll start to feel a little bit more like you can control your emotions and like you're not having such crazy reactions to things, right? The second sign that you are healing and activating your divine feminine energy is that you start to dress more playfully. You start to dress more comfortably. Maybe you like wearing pink more, okay? But don't worry about the colors. That's just something that a lot of people tend to gravitate towards. But the point is that you're dressing for yourself. You're dressing for the things that excite you and the things that make you feel good. You're no longer dressing for other people. You're no longer wearing makeup because you want other people to think you're attractive. You're no longer wearing certain outfits because you want guys to look at you and think you're attractive, or because you want all the girls to look at you and think that you're super fashionable and stylish, right? You're not doing things for other people anymore. You're doing it for yourself. If you're wearing makeup, you're wearing it because it's fun for you. It feels good to you. If you're wearing a certain outfit or certain jewelry, you're not doing it necessarily to get attention. You're doing it to play and have fun, right? This can seem a little bit childish at first because, like I said, you've been suppressing your feminine energy for so long. So now you may have the desire to dress a little bit crazy. You may have the desire to wear crazy colors that you're not used to wearing. You may have the desire to wear really loose fitting clothing. I know for me personally, I went from wearing like leggings and short shorts and like things that were like really revealing, and then I started just wearing a lot more like loose fitting clothing, sundresses, pink and red and girly colors. I started wanting to wear more jewelry that was just like felt good on me, right? there's certain jewelry that I stopped wearing because I was only wearing that jewelry to try to fit in or to try to look cool or to try to look stylish, but it wasn't necessarily something that made me feel good about myself or made me like comfortable and excited. Let me know in the comments what kind of outfits make you feel like your most feminine self, because it doesn't have to be dresses, right? Dresses are just comfortable, because how can it not be? Like, you don't have to wear a bra, you don't have to wear underwear, you could just put it on and you're completely free underneath. So that's usually what people gravitate towards. But if that's not the case for you, that's okay. The point is that you're dressing for yourself and you're dressing for your own comfort and your own beauty. And so beauty is no longer defined by external beauty standards and by what the magazines have or the latest trends on TikTok, right? Beauty is defined by what you feel is the highest vibration. So I know it sounds like a little bit woo-woo to say what you feel is the highest vibration, but when you are in your activated feminine energy, you start to see things as frequencies. You start to see things as like a good feeling and like a relaxing, peaceful feeling versus like a tense feeling. You're not really sure. You're kind of like doubtful. It kind of feels like uneasy, right? So you're gonna wear things that make you feel like that internal peace, that make you feel that internal happiness and joy and excitement. Like, you look at it and you just like can't help but smiling because it's something that you think looks good but also feels good, and you feel comfortable being perceived in it. Like, you can go out in day-to-day life and not feel like people are staring at you and not feel like the pressure of, okay, am I looking good to others? Are they looking at me and judging me, or are they looking at me because I look good, right? You're not gonna be so obsessed with that anymore. You're more focused on the feeling that you have. And the best part about this is that you'll actually receive more compliments. You will actually feel more beautiful. You'll look more beautiful. Other people will tell you that you're glowing because you're not seeking validation anymore. You're dressing for yourself. You're expressing yourself. And so you glow differently. Even if you look at a picture where you were dressing differently and you look at the outfit and you're like, technically, that outfit should be better. It should be more stylish. It should be more fashionable. But somehow, I just look better now. I just look more radiant now in this other outfit that maybe isn't so traditionally like stylish, but to me, it feels amazing. The third sign that you are healing and activating your feminine energy is that you start saying more how you feel. You stop caring so much about who you're going to offend. You stop caring so much about making sure everyone is comfortable and making sure that no one is offended. You start caring more about your own comfort, and you start caring more about being genuine and about being honest. You stop caring so much about how things look on the outside, and you start caring more about how things actually are in your life. So you're gonna start speaking your mind more. You're gonna start telling people, no, I don't like that. You're going to start telling people, no, I don't want that. You're going to start telling people, yes, I really like you, right? This goes for positive things too. It's not just telling people no and telling people what you don't like. It's also speaking up on the things that you do like. Because oftentimes we're nervous, we don't want to seem like, you know, we're doing too much, and we want to hold back what we're saying. But when you're more in your feminine energy, you're coming from a place of love. So you're never saying something to someone because you want to hurt them. You're just honestly expressing yourself with love, and you're just letting it out. You're just saying how you feel more. You're just speaking your truth, sharing your opinion without expecting anybody else to agree with you or caring if anyone else agrees with you, right? You're okay having a conversation with someone where you express yourself and they say something that's different to what you're saying, and you can still be comfortable with how you feel. You're not trying to always keep the peace with everyone else. It's more important to you to keep that peace within yourself, because you know that when you feel peaceful on the inside and when you express yourself truthfully, you can show up better in your relationships and you bring out better situations in other people. You bring out better attitudes in other people. If you want to become that person that is magnetic to everything that they want, then go to modelpatty.com and check out all of my amazing resources. I love you, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Mwah.